Our next speaker is Habib, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Habib Rahman,
who most of you will know was Newcastle's first citizen mayor in 2021, breaking new ground as the only BAME person ever to occupy the ceremonial position, which dates back to the 1200s. So I pass it over to you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm absolutely delighted to be here to renew my pledge, along with the very many who are here, a pledge to continuously support the cause to free Palestine from this oppression, this genocide, this barbaric war that Israel is inflicting in innocent people of Palestine. Now, I can't claim to be an expert on Palestine or our war, but what I do know, and I'm a firm believer of peace, justice, and freedom for all. I was, been informed, the first citizen of this amazing city, a former Labour Party member. I left the party very proudly. I left the party on the 26th of January this year. In my resignation letter, this is what I said to Pierre, that I feel he is not fit to serve the office as the leader of the opposition, somebody of that prominent position for taking a blindly one-sided support is absolutely not on, and he does not get my support. Those were my reasons for leaving. Now, I'm not sure how many people know of me or about me. I have been a lifelong campaigner against racism. Now, war, in my opinion, is inflicted on someone on the notion that they are inferior or the perceived fear of some form. Now, what fear are the innocent Israeli, oppressed Israeli people inflicting in Israel is beyond any one of us. Now, we continuously need to demonstrate. We continuously need to challenge this government's position and every leader's throughout the globe in their one-sided support for Israel and the killing of innocent people. Now, Mick mentioned in his closing remarks that every war does come to an end. Unfortunately, this war is lasting far too long. The lesson for each, every one of us, humanity and the globe, will be in what effect has this war left in rebuilding Palestine, and what impact has that had on each and every one of us to ensure we stand with history, on the right side of history, and we say no to war. Each time and every time somebody wants to muscle itself and exert its so-called power and penalize and punish and kill innocent people throughout the globe, and we need to stand by that. And I, for one, am always up in supporting and demanding and standing against every oppressive regime. I'll finish on that one. Thank you.